Good afternoon. Hot and humid air continues to be funneled into our region at the moment, and with that we are seeing a mix of sun and clouds. We are seeing that the guidance is favoring dew points to remain in the upper 60s to near 70 in the Hudson Valley region from Albany south, which makes sense given the high dew points Saturday locally. The result that we're going to be seeing today with the hot temperatures and the humid conditions is heat indices in the Hudson Valley zones that are going to be topping out around 95 degrees Fahrenheit. Because of that, a heat advisory is in effect from 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. for the Capital District in the Mid-Hudson Valley. Although it is hot and humid, it does look like we'll be staying dry, and the only other thing we're going to be looking at here is it is going to be breezy at points with some wind gusts as high as around 20 miles per hour. For the night tonight, it'll be another muggy night. Make sure you have the AC ready. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, after record-breaking heat was felt over the Pacific Northwest and Northern Great Basin yesterday, even hotter temperatures are forecast today and Monday throughout that region. This will allow for several more days of dangerous heat across the northwest corner of the country, as well as parts of western Nevada and California. High temperatures are forecast to soar 20 to 30 plus degrees above average in Washington and Oregon, including highly populated areas west of the Cascade Mountains. Highs well into the triple digits will significantly increase the threat of heat-related illnesses. Record-breaking warm minimum temperatures are forecast as well, with low temperatures only falling into the 70s. Both Seattle, Washington, and Portland, Oregon are forecast to break their current all-time high temperature records on Sunday and Monday. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes range from a high of 122 at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Berthoud Pass in Colorado, 21 miles west-southwest of Pine Winey, Wyoming, and at Peters Sinks, Utah. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny with a slight chance for a shower or thunderstorm, high of 88. In Boston, partly sunny and a heat advisory, with a high near 92. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny and breezy with a high near 85. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The normal high is 82, while the normal low is 61. The record high of 97 was set back in 1941, while the record low of 45 was set back in 1940 and tied in 1970. Today's sunrise was at 5:19 a.m. The sun will set at 8:38 p.m. It is a total of 15 hours and 17 minutes of daylight. It's a loss of 24 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be hot and humid with highs reaching into the upper 80s and low 90s. For the night tonight, we'll turn partly cloudy with overnight lows dropping down into the low 70s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are going to gradually become mostly sunny with highs reaching into the upper 80s and low 90s. It will be breezy at points, and for the night tonight, we will turn partly cloudy with overnight lows dropping down into the low 70s. Heat advisory remains in effect in these spots until 7 p.m. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking mostly sunny this afternoon with highs reaching into the upper 80s and low 90s. For the night tonight, we will turn partly cloudy as our overnight lows drop down into the low 70s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon as our highs reach into the upper 80s. For the night tonight, we will turn to partly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down into the upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, heat advisory remains in effect till 7 p.m. tonight. It'll be partly sunny and hot, with highs reaching into the upper 80s and low 90s. For the night tonight, we'll turn partly cloudy with overnight lows dropping down into the low 70s. Region-wide for tomorrow, it's going to be another sunny, hot, and humid day with highs reaching into the low 90s. Heat index values are expected to be as high as around 99 degrees tomorrow. We'll also see a chance for a few showers and thunderstorms in the evening. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.